Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
A good Saturday to you. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin, and coming up after the headlines, in our latest installment of How to LA, we'll take you on a tour of the Angelino Heights neighborhood, one of LA's oldest suburbs. Come along with us as host Brian De Los Santos explores its diverse architecture and more. That's coming up in just a bit, but first, the news. LA County has a shortage of teachers. There's an estimated 2,000 vacant teaching positions, and districts are having trouble hiring and retaining staff. Deborah Duardo with the LA County Office of Education says many teachers are leaving to pursue other jobs.
The salaries of teachers are not as high as they should be. And what we're seeing is that teachers have more flexibility in looking at other areas where they can work, where they may be able to work remotely or they may be able to earn more money.
She sees higher salaries as a solution, but she also says districts need to take care of their teachers by providing mental health services, practical skills to prevent burnout, and professional development to help them deal with challenges they face in the classroom. Meanwhile, Long Beach is looking for artwork submissions for its COVID-19 memorial. Mayor Robert Garcia says the city has lost more than 1,300 residents to the virus.
It's important that we recognize and provide a space that honors them, that's a place for their families and friends to not just think about what their lives meant, but the impact of the pandemic to our community. It's still being felt every day, so it's important that we recognize and honor that.
Artists may submit through December 6th on the city's website. That's longbeachbuys.com. The top three finalists will receive $2,500 to complete their works. Looking for a good movie to see this holiday weekend? Well, KPCC's arts and entertainment reporter John Horn urges you to see these in theaters.
She said the story of the two reporters at the New York Times who broke the Harvey Weinstein story, Armageddon Time, James Gray's autobiographical film about his childhood, The Banshees of Inisherin, a really good movie about two friends falling out of friendship on an Irish island. Opening this weekend in limited release is White Noise, Noah Baumbach's adaptation of the Don DeLillo movie. The problem is no one is going to see these movies. Even Steven Spielberg's The Fablements is not doing very good business. So if you like quality movies and bemoan that there are not very many of them, you gotta go see them at the theater because that's what makes the business work. And if everybody keeps going to see Wakanda Forever, the other movies simply won't get made.
Lots of people traveling this weekend after the Thanksgiving holiday. Doug Shoup with AAA of Southern California says the Automobile Club expects to get 50,000 roadside calls in the region by the end of tomorrow.
The primary reasons why people are calling AAA for help this holiday weekend are flat tires, dead batteries, and then people getting locked out of their vehicles. So make sure you know where your keys are as well.
He recommends checking those tires, making sure you've got enough gas, and check your battery before you set off on a trip home. He also says make sure you get good sleep the night before so you're not drowsy behind the wheel. In other news, you might want to turn the volume down on your headphones. A new study finds billions of young people may suffer hearing loss in the future. Noise limits are supposed to cap off at 85 decibels, but a lot of young folks between the ages of 12 and 35 are actively listening to their content at 105 decibels. Senior audiologist at UCLA Health, Arena Cacciatorius, says new technology is partially to blame.
This article is really highlighting what we have seen over more recent years, where the fidelity of sound has become so great on the personal listening devices that people use that it allows individuals to listen at louder levels while still getting a clear quality of sound.
She praises companies for placing warnings when the volume is too high, but says there should be a lot more awareness about hearing loss from headphones. The holiday season is officially underway, and Escanso Gardens in La Cañada Flint Ridge is celebrating with their annual holiday light show. Communications Director Jennifer Errico says Enchanted Forest of Lights includes an illuminated oak forest, lanterns in the Japanese garden, and electric tulips.
It is a festive, fun holiday thing to do with cider and hot chocolate and a walk with the family, but it's really about the gardens and being outside and just enjoying nature.
The nighttime exhibit is open at Descanso Gardens through January 8th. Other outdoor locales with nighttime light exhibits include the LA Zoo in Griffith Park and the LA Arboretum in Arcadia. Meanwhile, Winterfest is back at the OC Fairgrounds with ice tubing, ice skating, and a snow simulator. And the annual powwow at Cal State Northridge is returning today for the first time since the pandemic. That's from 11 to 9 tonight. Also, hundreds of cats and dogs are available for adoption for free through the Riverside County Animal Services. That's just for today. The shelter is facing an overpopulation problem, so staff hope waiving adoption fees at the Europa Valley and Thousand Palms locations will help animals find their forever homes. We'll be back after this short break.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Welcome back to the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin. In our latest trip through one of LA's neighborhoods, we meet up with How to LA listener and reader Andrea Martinez Gonzalez to take a tour of Angeleno Heights, one of the oldest areas in the city. It's got some of the coolest and most diverse architecture around, from Victorians to craftsmen. Its historic vibe has naturally made it a favorite location for many a Hollywood production. And like so many places in LA, this once middle-class enclave has become extremely unaffordable. Here's host Brian De Los Santos.
Let's go explore the city.
See that ringer?
Yeah.
That's for the servants.
Oh.
Yes. So wow. Obviously they had servants. And there's two staircases in this house.
Oh.
In most of these grand homes, because the servants dare not come down the main staircase. Mm.
We're heading out for another neighborhood episode, and today we're exploring the evolution of Angeleno Heights.
You have a feeling of hometown. It's a historical area.
It has some of the most beautiful architecture in LA.
These homes were built by the titans of industry.
This is Andrea Martinez Gonzalez.
Born and raised in Los Angeles, California, specifically Echo Park, and within Echo Park, Angeleno Heights.
She's an Angeleno Heights OG resident.
My family on my mother's side came over here in 1904 because of the Mexican Revolution, and they were in Arizona first, and you paid 2 cents to cross the bridge into the United States. No papers, nothing. Just pay your toll and you're good to go.
And she's lived here ever since.
I have been going to Echo Park Lake since I was old enough to walk. We'd always go to the lake and fool around and then go home. Everybody went to the lake.
We got to visit her today at her beautiful home.
My grandmother bought this house in 1960.
It's on the famous Carroll Avenue, which has more Victorian homes than anywhere else in the city.
And when my grandmother died, I was the only grandchild, and she left this house to me.
As I walked into her house, it felt like I was transported somewhere else. It feels historic. The way the natural light hits the living room, the staircase, the woodwork on the outside, it looks like a film set. This area is full of these unique, beautiful vintage homes. And this didn't happen by accident.
Well, this is an HPOZ, which means Historical Preservation Zone. And so you cannot do anything on the outside. You can do minimalist, ultra-modern on the inside, but don't you dare touch the outside. And why would anybody do minimalist with all this woodwork? I can't imagine them knocking that down. But anyway, whatever, whatever.
Angelino Heights became the city's first historical preservation zone in the 1980s. 100 years before that, during a huge real estate boom in the 1880s, it was designed to be a suburb of downtown, which was basically all the city was back then. Those burbs were designed for and by the rich. It was the second suburban area in the city. The first? Well, that was West Adams. Shout out to our pilot episode where we explore West Adams, my original hood. So yeah, there's a lot of history in Angelino Heights. And just like West Adams, the neighborhood has gone through many phases since its founding.
There's some wonderful examples of Queen Anne architecture. Very wealthy people moved here, and they have carriage houses because they had carriages in the 1890s. And there are some beautiful homes. I mean, and most of the homes have servants' quarters, service quarters. The backyards are huge. The lots are huge. It's not like today. These homes are really separated, long driveways, most of them. And so they had horses, and they had the hitching posts on Carroll Avenue.
Have you ever seen those hitching posts? Some of them are still there. It's so interesting to think about horses just chilling on the street.
And then I think the change came in the 30s. Immigrants started moving in here and the affluent started moving further away. Oh, let's not be near these poor people. And they would take these large homes and divide them into boarding homes and such.
As middle and upper class white people started moving out of the area after World War II, immigrants started moving in. Mostly Mexicans, but some Chinese, Filipino, and Southeast Asians too. It became home to a lot of folks who worked behind the scenes in Hollywood film studios.
Then they started building these little bungalows that Echo Park's very famous for. They're all over the place.
So because of these transformations, Angelino Heights has a diversity of architecture. There's Queen Anne and Eastlake Victorian, Mission Revival, Craftsman, California Bungalow, Brownstone, and Streamline Modern. Now, I know this is a theme that keeps popping up.
Are you avoiding that word? Gentrification!
That was going to be a separate question.
We got to talk about what's happened more recently here, and basically everywhere else in LA.
As a homeowner, my God. My grandmother bought this home in 1960 for $49,000. Very, very, quotes, cheap. I got an offer for $1,800,000 the other day, and I said no. Mm-hmm. I said no. So from that point of view, for the homeowners, it's been a bonanza. For the renters, it's been horrific and a tragedy.
So I'm scanning the rentals online right now, and I'm seeing a nice two-bedroom apartment in like one of those converted Victorians. It's going for $2,700 a month. And a four-bedroom is listed for about $7,000.
But many of the homeowners around here have not left, and they're Mexicans. Mexican Americans now, and they still live here. I'm one of them.
Rising housing costs is a huge issue in the city. In our elections coverage, we told you that it's one of the most pressing issues to Angelinos. But Andrea did remind me of the homeowner perspective. And many of the original homeowners here who came in the second wave in the early 1900s were immigrants, like Andrea's family.
They've gotten top dollar that they never dreamed they would get. Here on the corner of Kensington and Douglas, they had a lovely little bungalow. They sold it for over $1 million. And with that money, they were all able to move to their town in Mexico. They built their little house and they were happy. So I know there's a lot of people who are angry, and I get it. But then there's a lot of people who aren't. Like in everything, Brian.
But here's the tea. There are more than 1 million more people in LA since Andrea's family bought that house on Carroll, and the amount of available housing just hasn't kept up. The hope is that some new leadership in the city can help make LA affordable again for regular folks. Time will tell, I guess. Now, time for a little fun. Angelina Heights has been the backdrop to a bunch of TV shows and movies. One house on Carroll, a giant burgundy Victorian, is known now as the Charmed House. You know, the show with the Halliwell sisters from the 90s. Okay, to be totally honest, I'm not much of a witch guy, and I've never watched the show. Don't hate me, you know.
Oh, you just came to the street for this?
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
I'm a huge fan. Oh, awesome.
But it has a total cult following, and we ran into some pretty excited tourists from all over the place.
It's amazing. I have no words for that.
Another fan favorite with roots in Angelina Heights? Yep, we're talking about Fast and Furious. Scenes from these movies were shot all over LA, but the house belonging to Vin Diesel's character is not that far away from where we've been hanging out with Andrea. And so is Bob's Market, where Vin's character's family had a deli. Bob's actually became a historical landmark in 1979. Fans flock to these spots for a photo op, but residents are kind of over these movies. And in August, they protested the filming of a new Fast and Furious in the neighborhood. These neighbors say that the films glorify street racing, which has become a real problem in LA. So, I get it. Okay, I don't know about y'all, but all this walking and history talk got me hungry. So, now I'm gonna go eat.
There's an Italian place on Sunset and Alvarado, Pizza Buono. It's been there forever since I was a kid. Good pizza. Across from the car wash.
All right, let's get some of that pizza.
There's no chicken.
It's technically in Echo Park, but Angelina Heights and Echo Park share a business district, so it counts.
Ooh, Chipotle.
Well, we want to know what's your most popular pizza.
Okay, la especial lleva dos carnes y dos vegetales.
Okay.
Pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, and green pepper.
How special? Yeah, I'll do that.
This is an old-school Italian pizzeria vibe.
Okay. It's been in the family 25 years or so. My name is Israel Palacios, owner of Pizza Bona. The original owner was Italian.
And these recipes, like the house pizza, haven't changed at all from the original Italian owners.
The only things that have changed is obviously throughout the years, companies come and go, so you try to find a replacement product and whatnot, but for the most part, it's all the same.
Oh. First of all, it's all melty. We love to see it. For me, pizza's like 65% bread, and the bread's hitting.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman will be back again on Monday with the AM and PM editions. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend and try to take it easy. I'm Julia Paskin. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. The Weekend LA Report is engineered by Sean Corey Campbell, and the editor is Megan Garvey. On weekdays, the LA Report is engineered by Brandon Bowles and Tui Mao. How to LA is produced by Megan Larson. And finally, a special thanks to the reporters, editors, and the entire KPCC LAS newsroom.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.